Sometimes finding a unique solution to a difficult problem isn't about looking outside the box at all, but rather looking directly inside the box, or rather, the shipping container in this case. Redwood Park Communities has long been striving to find unique solutions to the affordable housing crisis in Barrie, and a recent addition at one of the local charitable organization's properties on Issa Road has done just that by using 6 shipping containers, stacked side by side and 3 high, to create the base structure of 6 apartments units. Each apartment, which is approximately 320 square feet each, includes a kitchen and bathroom as well as living and sleeping areas. Laundry facilities are shared in the main building at Lucis Place, where all residents also have access to common spaces, including a community kitchen and living room. Everyone deserves a safe, affordable, hopeful place to call home. Like all of our projects, it isn't about the building, it is about the people who will call this home. The need is so great in our community, and we are really happy to get these 6 new apartments open, and people moved in, said Tim Kent, co-founder and chief executive officer with Redwood Park Communities. The shipping containers, which were placed onto concrete foundations on June 13, were built by Barrie-based company Northern Shield Development Corporation, NSDC. 85% of the inside of the units were completed off-site over the course of 5 months at NSDC's warehouse on Davidson Street. Meanwhile, crews from community builders began work framing all of the exterior decks and staircases last month and are now working on some of the interior finishes. The rest of the on-site work is expected to take another 3 months to complete. These new units, in addition to the current 18 units at Lucis Place, are for people experiencing chronic homelessness. In addition to heavily subsidized rent, residents of Lucis Place receive support from both Redwood Park Communities and the Busby Center to meet goals they set regarding housing stability, their health and well-being, family reunification, as well as training and employment opportunities. Residents are prioritized for housing offers from the Simcoe County by name list through Coordinated Access, a centralized list where participating agencies in the region's housing and homeless system register their clients with their consent. People on this list are then prioritized and matched to housing units for an offer that is a good fit as they become available. NSDC President Steve Marshall said the company has long been a major supporter and advocate of affordable and alternative housing. "We are very appreciative of the work that Redwood does and the incredible vision they have to really impact some of the hardest areas of housing. With so many people in need of housing, at all levels, every viable option of construction needs to be on the table, including the use of shipping containers," he said. "We are really thankful that Redwood shares that vision and included us in their project." Brandon Day, co-founder and chief executive officer with Community Builders, said not only is this project creating safe, supported, affordable housing for the community's most vulnerable, it's also creating meaningful employment and training opportunities by choosing to work with social enterprise on the construction. "Community Builders is so grateful to be a part of what we see as a social impact project," Day said. County of Simcoe Warden George Cornell echoed those sentiments, stating the county greatly appreciates the efforts and cooperation of local service providers who have worked with county staff to support the unique needs of homeless individuals in the area. "When we purchased what is now Lucis Place, we knew that this place would become something very special to our community that could change lives for the better," he said. "That is why we have worked collaboratively to utilize critical funds, resources and knowledge with our community partners to ensure that we are providing the resources needed for those at Lucis Place."